So what I know that we've talked in the past couple of weeks, and you've talked about conference calls and the things that you've been learning about how COVID-19 might affect the market. Could you
Yeah.
talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I'm never not gonna forget this past week, just suffering with this thing, with just the super bad headaches and the constant chills, and the lethargy. I really couldn't do much with the farmers market. Insofar as, the things that we've just talked about, processing application, I couldn't focus. But one of the things that I did have to focus on is getting together with my fellow market managers. I was able to arrange a few conference calls with area market managers from Eastern Market, Birmingham, Oakland County, Troy, and others, for the purposes of coming together to understand what we're facing cumulatively, and also in the same call invite representatives from state agencies, including the Michigan Department of Agriculture, as well as the Michigan Farmers Market Association, which is the umbrella organization for all of Michigan's farmers markets. So it was through that call that we were all able to express our concerns to the Department of Agriculture and the Michigan Farmers Market Association. And the upshot of it is that the Michigan Farmers Market Association is our guiding light for going forward. One of the concerns that I pressed really, really hard on is that within Governor Whitmer's executive order at that time, Executive Order 2020-21, that further tightened the guidelines for social distancing, there was no specific language, if you will, that specifically said farmers markets are essential to the public welfare. Well, in working with the Michigan Department of Ag and MIFMA, we now have on the Michigan Farmers Market Association website specific language that states that farmers markets are indeed essential to the public welfare and can operate essentially as outdoor grocery stores. Huge win for clarity and confirmation, because without a specific statement from the top of the house, if you will, it might be difficult, say, for example, city council to understand where farmers markets fit in today's equation. Well, now I have something to point to that says we are needed and we are essential. Huge win, huge win. And I'm grateful to MIFMA for that, along with the other guidelines that they're posting on their website for safe operation and maintaining the public trust.
Okay. So what are some of those guidelines? Because I'm a big farmers market fan. I love going every Saturday morning, and there's a lot of people there. So how do you keep everybody safe?
Well, I was thinking this morning, back when I first started in the certification process to become a certified market manager up in Lansing. That was a number of years ago now. And on the first day, we all sat in the classroom, and they gave us these guidebooks, and the instructor said, "Before you open your guidebooks, I just want to tell everyone here one thing. If you're here because you think it's all about the food, you're wrong. It's about creating an experience." And I remember just, kind of snapping my head back, and I was really shocked at that. But it was something that I kept very close to me, as the market began to grow here in Farmington. And it was a statement that has served us well because we certainly are an engaging market, engaging not only our vendors, but also as neighbors and as a welcoming community in general. Well, now I'm afraid it's really going to be more about the food, at least in the near term. So things like cooking demonstrations and music and food sampling and children's activities, all those things are going to go by the wayside for a while. The idea here is to create as much space as is possible within the farmers market. The footprint of the farmers market will have to be altered to allow for more distancing, which will probably mean fewer vendors. The type of vendors that we have will be limited to produce, whole, uncut produce, as well as prepackaged food items. So items that might fall in the in the segment of say arts and crafts, we won't be having those for a while. There won't be any tables and chairs allowed at the farmers market, for example. We'll have to add more hand washing stations. We'll have to monitor the flow into and out of the market, so I may have to rope off certain open access areas and limit customers to the ingress egress into one way in, one way out. For example, we may put chalk lines out in front of the farmer stands to keep people 6 feet away. People won't be allowed to touch the produce, for example, where they can point at what their choices are. There's a whole litany of things, and many of them are, again, as a result of the conference calls we had last week. And beyond that, the market just this year, we joined an organization called the FMC, which is the Farmers Market Coalition, which is a national organization of farmers markets across the entire country. And there's a ton of information about safe handling of product, making the environment safe, maintaining the public trust. And I scour that constantly for means and measures that we can put in place on our opening day. Less pomp, less circumstance, but the idea is to be, and I just want to point out too that, and this is something that we should all be mighty proud of here in Michigan, is that we are the second most agriculturally diverse state in the country, second only to California. We produce over 300 agricultural commodities, and we are number one in a great number of them. Nobody processes more asparagus, for example. Of course, we know all about cherries and apples here in Michigan. That's also at the top of the food chain here as well. The squash, for example, is another leading item. The list goes on and on. But safe to say that we have over 54,000 working farms that are getting ready. I talked to our farmers. Nobody's backing down. Nobody's cutting back. Our farmers are gearing up for full production because actually they made all their seed purchases before this this enigma hit. So they're working the fields right now as we speak, and I am in communication with our farmers regularly. And they, believe me, they're excited to want to come back to downtown Farmington.